Hello, I'm Janet.
Hello, I'm Steve.
And I'm on Instagram.
And I'm on Instagram. And I'm on Twitter.
And I'm on Facebook.
Right now, or is this an advertisement?
I'm just testing. No. 1, 2, 3.
Hey, it's Wrinkled Sheets.
It's Wrinkled Sheets.
It's really kind of neat. Listen to Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah.
I had to sing this time, remember? You almost like took off without me.
I know, because you were requested to sing by Mike Jolette.
Yeah. Who?
Mike Jolette is another podcaster.
I know they're he's another podcaster, but how did he find us? How do we know him?
He listens to the show.
That's it?
Are you surprised that people listen to the show?
I am.
And then you're like, how do they know us?
How do they?
They listen to the show.
What's going on?
How do you know this person? Because they listen to the show, and sometimes I listen to their show.
Yes. And their show is
the Mike Jolette Show.
I know. They go over silly news, stupid criminals, fake commercials, and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it says, whatever I can throw in here rectally.
Oh, wow. That means whatever he can poop out on
deep,
the podcast.
Man.
Poop out on the podcast. Hey, I may save that for our own. Hey, welcome to the show. Tonight, we will poop out whatever we can for the podcast.
We will.
Speaking of pooping it out, I had Hank from the Hillbilly Nerd Talk with Hank and Petra.
I love them.
I had them on my podcast, Remasculate, the other day. Not them, but I had Hank on.
I know it's true love when it comes to their podcast, because they can have podcasts that I don't completely agree with. They can say things that maybe I don't agree with, but I still return every Monday morning
and
on my way
again
to work.
Well, we talked about that on the podcast, about how he likes people that are smart enough that can have a good debate. And he likes having that kind of thing. And I think that you're the same way. I know I am. It doesn't bother me if somebody has a differing opinion, as long as it's an intelligent, well-thought-out possibility of an opinion.
Yes. Don't get all up in my grill. Don't get, like, I understand passion, but there are people that get downright angry and, like, nasty. And you just can't. There's no, like, debating.
Right. So you just unfriend them on Facebook?
Unfollow now.
Unfollow.
You don't unfriend people anymore.
You unfollow.
So they don't even know.
Ah. But, you know, when you unfollow people, you should just quietly unfollow people. I like when people go, that's it. I'm unfriending half of my list today.
Didn't you do that recently?
I said I was going to clean out my list.
Yeah, same thing.
And I did.
Because if you clean out, you unfriend.
Oh, okay.
And I did an eye roll when I read that. I was like, oh, dear.
Oh, well, anyway, somebody else pointed out that why would you announce it? Because you've already unfollowed, unfriend the people you want to know.
Well, if you unfollowed them, they can still see your stuff.
Oh.
They have no idea that you unfollowed them.
Oh, I unfriend.
You just don't have to see their rants about politics, their rants about other things that I don't want to mention. You just unfollow them.
What other stuff is there that you don't want to mention?
Well, there's a lot of like vague booking, vague tweeting where they're like...
Is that a new term?
No. It's
like vague book?
It's like where they say something that makes you go, huh? What are you talking about?
You mean like
are you about to jump off?
Like subtweeting in a way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, vague booking, vague tweeting. I thought they were the same thing.
I thought it was called fishing for compliments when I was a kid. Or saying things that you want somebody to go, oh, no, that's
attention.
Not true. You are beautiful.
Fishing for attention, I think,
okay.
is, yeah. And, like, when people put out their family drama, we all have family drama from time to time. You can say that, right? Everyone, at one point in their life, there's some drama in their family.
True.
You might not be involved directly, but there's some drama. Don't put it out on social media. Dear Lord, how trashy is that?
Well, that's just the new generation, isn't it? I think people don't even think about it. I think people that are raised with social media just
it
think
is
of
what it, is.
It is what it is. And they haven't been told. It's like the conversation I had the other day on Facebook with our pal Angie Austin. She posted what happened to ladies first? Did you see that?
Yes.
And like
a
what
guy
happened?
Like totally cut her off going into a door.
Didn't open the door for her. Opened it for himself. And I pointed out that that's the way it is now.
Right.
That this is your byproduct of what you've been raising. That we are all equal. There's no lesser sex. people aren't taught that you guys are the lesser sex, that you open the door or you walk on the end. I think manners have fallen away slightly because of we're told you're just one of us.
Right.
And she kind of came back with, I don't believe that. I just think it's both people are doing it. Well, that's not what you put out there. That's why I wrote back to her. I go, you had a gender specific question.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of times people don't really want to hear the answers to things.
They just throw it out there. They want to vent, but they don't want to hear anything associated with it.
Yeah, because it might
be
something they
turn off notifications.
Do you think so?
I love that feature of Facebook.
I didn't know you could do that till you told me.
Yeah, before I vaguely remember before you and I started dating, we were friends on Facebook. Yes, it was Facebook because I commented on something you had posted. I don't remember what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Not realizing the magnitude of your Facebook presence.
Uh-huh.
And then my phone kept blowing up and I was like, never again will I comment on anything that Steve McGrew posts.
Because I get 100, 150 replies.
Every time that someone else comments. Well, the turn off notification thing is heavenly. Thank you, Zuckerberg or
whoever came up with that.
Yeah. What do you think of the new reactions to things on Facebook?
You mean the cry face, the smile face? I like it a lot.
Yeah.
People have been asking for something like that on Facebook for a long time.
We need the thumbs down. Well, we've been asking for the thumbs down for how long?
A long time.
That's all you needed to add. You didn't have to add all that crazy stuff. That crazy stuff's cool. Love it. But
a friend of mine, Bobby Slayton, the comic Bobby Slayton, his wife died last week.
Oh, bummer.
And he just posted today after because he sort of disappeared and canceled gigs. And he posted today about what I've been gone. Here's why. And it was nice to be able to click on one of the cry face.
But is an emoticon that's crying really sympathetic enough someone's wife dies?
Well, it's better than a thumbs up.
Yeah.
And it's better than a thumbs down.
Well, you used to, in situations like that, what else would you do? Well, you could comment, condolences.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to like to kind of acknowledge, thinking of you.
Right. But you were liking it. Oh,
I know.
Yeah. Oh, I like the fact that your spouse died. That just seems wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe they should have some that are like sound effect GIFs. You know, they have GIFs now that would be like, oh, holy shit. You know?
Right. Wow. Or you could just type that.
Yeah.
I guess it's not as funny then.
No, it's not as funny.
It
shouldn't be funny anyway. You're replying to somebody's spouse dying.
But GIFs, in general, tend to have a funny factor most of the time.
True.
And I downloaded the GIF keyboard, and I was using it for a little bit, and you didn't, jump on that bandwagon.
Well,
GIF war with me.
But I heard there was some other stuff that went along with downloading that.
Oh, yeah, they have access to stuff.
Yeah, they kind of granted people your access to all your info.
I like it. Well, I don't like that they have access, but I like the GIF keyboard. I also have the Kim Kardashian keyboard. I think that is freaking hilarious.
Twitter has added that now, too. Twitter added the GIF little thing on it.
But don't you have to create a GIF?
I don't do a lot of that stuff.
Oh.
That they add. I love social media. You and as you know, we're both on most of it. Snapchat.
I love Snapchat.
I
love Snapchat.
Snapchat, I actually read the other day, is killing a bunch of the other.
Like which ones?
Vine, because you can shoot video basically with Snapchat.
Instagram has video now. But I don't get Vine. I never really got into Vine.
The 6 seconds of.
There's those people that do high end Vine videos.
And that are really good at it.
They're great. But other than that,
Most of it, somebody just hey, how you doing? And then it stops.
I think I deleted Vine. Did I delete Vine?
I have not deleted it yet, because I watch people's Vines sometimes.
Max No Sleeves. I follow him on Vine. Do you remember that name?
Max No Sleeves. That was the boyfriend of Jenna Marbles
before Julian.
Julian. Now, who do you like better?
I like Julian.
You like Julian better than
Max No Sleeves had no depth. Julian has some depth.
Yeah, and I really have started to like Julian's vlogs.
Vlogs, yeah.
Julian does a good job with vlogs.
I actually, this morning, because I don't watch Jenna's videos as religiously as I used to,
uh-huh.
And I don't know why, I have no reason. I think it's more because I'm drawn to the daily vlogs and the makeup stuff.
Mm-hmm. Compared to just her her weird videos? Yeah.
She's like Orange is the New Black to me. Like, I step away and then I come back and binge.
Yeah.
So I was binging this. I watched like four of her videos and she is still as awesome as ever. A million views per video. But I'm like,
you know what's so weird about Jenna? Is you're
she's
right.
She's kind of nerdy.
She's really nerdy, and she's kind of weird when you see her with Julian in the videos.
Yeah, like she uses baby talk.
Baby talk, or she just kind of is always acting like she's, you know, kind of spazzing out a little bit, or, you know. Or,
in one of her videos I watched, she said that she wished she could just tell people all the time, because she's a bad liar. It was one of the videos where she said she wished she could lie better, because she wishes she could just be like, I am stoned. That explains why I am the way I am. But she's like, but I don't smoke weed. This is just how I am. But people just assume because of the way I act.
I would have assumed she was high all the time.
I know.
Because she does act just weird all the time. Like, you know, she's bounced like... So you see her in the background of Julian's video. She's like just bouncing and making noises.
Yeah. Well, if you don't have to go to a job every day.
You might be a happy person all the time.
You could sleep in. They go to like rooftop bars on the last minute just to hang out with people. I'm like, who has that time and energy?
Well, that's one of the cool things about those guys, like Charles Trippy and...
He's on the tour now.
He's on tour now. They're coming to Denver.
Yeah, in April.
But...
Are you in town?
Maybe. But what I was going to say is they do things that they're daily vlogs. They have time to go do daily vlogs.
Yeah, like he just randomly went to Ripley's, believe it or not. Just walk through.
Or the other day, he walked through a movie set. Yeah. They were doing shooting a movie by where he was, and they did a walkthrough on the movie. And it's like, that's kind of cool to watch. But then again, like, those of us who have regular things try to make interesting daily vlogs.
You have regular things?
Well, for the most part.
You don't. You and Charles Trippy are the same type person.
When I travel and shoot a vlog, I think that's different than just being here for 2 or 3 days and go, well, I went
but
to the mall for coffee. Went to the
mall
for coffee again.
But you could go do stuff.
But then it's by myself, and that doesn't seem to...
I thought we talked about this, and by yourself is something you like now.
It is, but I'm saying for vlogs.
Oh. Well, you just talk to your phone. Camera. Well,
that's what I'm thinking I might have to do, but... Well, where I was going with this is our friend asshole Jeremy. I'm just kidding. It's not really
he's
asshole.
He's not our friend,
but
he's more your.
He comments now on the vlogs like, "Glad to see you went and got coffee again." Really good to see. You went to the mall again. Shocking. You know, it's kind of like. Well, these are just the things
I
do.
But guess what?
These are the things that I do.
He's watching. Bam.
Good point. Say it again.
He's watching.
Bam.
Yeah. He's acknowledging that he's watching in his own little odd way.
Well, we've been...
Is he having another baby?
No, they already had two and they're done, I guess.
Are you sure about that?
No, I'm not sure. But I had a
girl question.
Person today say... our vlogs, that they loved our vlogs. Over the past week, we've gotten 5 new subscribers, which is
good.
Thanks,
guys.
But
Wrinkled Sheets on YouTube.
Someone wrote me and said, I watch your vlogs at night because they help me go to sleep. Not because they're boring. That's what they put. Not because they're boring, but because I think of you as like friends and it relaxes me. I thought that was pretty cool.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
That's how I am with like social media and stuff. That's when I tend to do most of my social media stuff is at. I know they tell you not to do the phone thing as you're trying to go to bed, but it does not affect me. I can roll over and go to sleep. You've seen this. I'll be like, Facebook, 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 roll over, out. It doesn't affect me. Now, if I'm looking at my work phone, that would affect me. But I understand. Like, it's like I'm socializing with my friends when I'm scrolling through Facebook. Ooh, I like your photo.
You need to shoot a little more vlog, though. I know we've talked about this. Just anything. Just shoot. Talk. Like you said, talk to your camera. Talk to your, I'm stopping for gas. Gas, anything. Because people, you've seen people go, oh, this was fun, but where's Janet? Hey, they look like you were having fun, but where's Janet?
I'm here. I promise.
And even like when we watched Charles Trippy and Allie. Somebody's shooting in different places, and they're sending. But you get frustrated with you. I tried to send it, and it didn't go through. Well, send it again. I don't want to. What?
What? I'm a busy
what frustrates you about sending?
I'm a busy person.
I know, but how unbusy is it? Hit send again. I mean, what is it that frustrates you?
Because I pay a lot for the devices that I have.
Uh-huh.
They should effing work.
Yeah, but if they don't, and they just... You send me like six and one...
Wi-Fi situation.
Our Wi-Fi sucks here.
Like, what the heck? You pay, like, triple digits a month for a Wi-Fi phone.
Yeah. Because I have high speed. I want high speed.
It's not high speed crap.
I know. Well, it's supposed to be up to 12 megabytes.
I don't even know what that means, but it doesn't work half the time.
It drops. That's what happens a lot. It drops. Like, I was recording a podcast, not a podcast, I was actually recording a radio show, which was live on the air, and doing it over Skype, and it dropped.
It was so friggin' annoying.
I was supposed to be the guest for an hour-long show on Mark Germain's show, and for 10 minutes of the hour, I was out because my podcast dropped, the Wi-Fi dropped, and I couldn't get back up.
There were a lot of people that were without power. We're sitting here complaining about Wi-Fi. There were people in Denver without power yesterday because we had, what are they calling it, Snowmageddon of 2016?
Are they calling it that now?
I think I heard that today on the AM radio station.
Snowmageddon.
Snowmageddon, you know, blizzard.
What was the total? Did you hear?
It ranged from like 12 inches to 16 inches.
Because I saw a radio DJ friend of mine posted a ruler in his yard right at 19.
There were a lot of drifts. Like, I took a picture of my beautiful spring flowers in front of the back door where there was snow in the background. And someone commented and said, well, you're back. You didn't seem to get very much snow. And I was like, well, that's because it all blew off the porch. If you look at our backyard, there's like no snow. And then it goes into drifts that are 5 feet tall.
Yeah, big, big high wind drifts in the backyard.
It started at like 6 a.m. yesterday morning, which is weird because usually our snows happen overnight and then into the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we wake up at like 4 o'clock.
Because I had to go to the airport. You had to go to work.
Yeah. I like to go work out before work. And it was raining. And then all of a sudden we hear tick, 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 tick.
It was ice on the windows.
Ice starts falling. And then it turns to snow. Well, I took a picture when I got to the office because the office manager was like, well, how is it we're at the office? Because she knew I'd be there. And I was like, oh, it's just wet here. And I shot a picture.
You're like, it's not bad. Don't cancel it yet.
So I go to work out. Hour and a half later, picture send. They still don't close the office. So, like, I'm like, come on, team. You have to come in. I suck. I know. For telling you this. And then like 20 minutes later, which it's like almost 8 o'clock, they're like, let's close the office. I was like, really? My team's already on the road. But I'm glad they did because it wasn't that bad. It really got bad at like 8, 8:30, 10 o'clock. It was so weird. But
you waited for it to get bad before you told them they could go drive in it.
Right.
You can go home in it now.
Right. And one of my, I know, let's hit.
Is that your hat hitting the mic?
My hat. So then... one of my teammates, her boyfriend dropped her off.
Uh-huh.
So we were kind of stuck. I wasn't going to leave her until he came and picked her up. So he came and picked her up about 12:30. And then I left the office at 12:30. And if I didn't have four-wheel drive, which this is the first winter I've had four-wheel drive, and God was just blessing my brain when I bought this new car because I could not have gotten home.
There were cars. And you still got stuck.
There were cars just stopped. In the middle of the road, everywhere. Like, there was points where I was, like, zigzagging, taking roads I wasn't used to taking.
Just
avoid cars that were stopped.
Yeah, it was like that for me at the airport.
Yeah, your day was much suckier.
My day, much like yours, I started driving, and it was just barely snowing.
Mm-hmm.
Not even halfway to the airport, it turned into whiteout. It started coming down.
Blizzard.
It started coming down so hard that I couldn't see the lines in the road, and I watched cars in front of me go off the road.
Don't go that way.
I'd pull back the other way, but I was doing like 17 miles an hour, and they're trying to drive. You know, they're like passing me. Like, well, there's the guy that just passed me. Boom! He's on the side of the road. So you know, I got all the way to the airport and everything looked good. Nothing had been canceled yet. And then there was delay, and then delay. And then they started canceling because the power went out at the airport. And yeah. they couldn't get fuel to the planes. So they started canceling that. Then they got that fixed, and they were going to try to put me on another flight. And then that flight got canceled. And then they said, wait around, we'll put you on 5:45 in the afternoon. That flight got canceled. So I was there all day. I was there from 6:30 in the morning till 7 o'clock at night waiting for a flight. Wow. And they just kept doing, keep an eye on it, keep watching. Well, because it wasn't me doing the
flights. It was the cruise ship.
It was the cruise ships kept trying. I'd call them, go cancel. They go, just sit there. We'll get you on, put you on something else. They changed me on airlines, all kind of stuff. And then last night after the final cancellation, I go to get my bags. They won't give me my bags because everything's still on planes. They mm-hmm. just said everything shut down. There'd be if we took bags off, there'd be thousands because every plane was, you know, flights were done. They said there'd be thousands of bags. We'll just leave everything where they are, and you can claim them tomorrow as we start getting this handle on this. So I go back today to the airport because I got to fly out tomorrow. I thought, why wait till the last minute? I'll just go down today, pick them up. Good thing I did. I get there and they go, well, your bags went on to Newark, New Jersey. Why? Why?
Why would they do that? Why I'm would still they here.
I didn't get on a plane. First of all, they told me my bags wouldn't go because I was going on an international flight.
Mm-hmm.
And bags won't be put on if you're not on a flight for an international flight.
Yep.
Because I was going to Newark, but I was headed to Jamaica. That was my yeah. final destination. So somewhere along the line, they just went, Newark, stuck them on a plane.
Yeah.
So I sat there today with a guy who was actually having trouble with his own airline. Like, he actually yelled at the guy in New York, and he goes, thanks for no help, and hung up the phone with his own guy.
Wow.
Yeah. And he finally tracked my bag down, and he said he hopes it will make it to Fort Lauderdale tomorrow before I do. But I should go in early tomorrow and check on it to make sure. So that's one thing I have to do tomorrow before wow. I fly out. That's why I think I'm going to go like 3 hours early just to make sure.
Good plan. Yeah. They said everything was back to normal today.
Oh, but it was crazy.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
The security lines were massive.
Massive.
And the camera crews were out there. I could tell the news crews were filming out there. This was one of those storms that just – I don't think people didn't expect it to be that big, maybe?
It was like 65 degrees the day before.
70.
Yeah. And people were like, oh, it's going to snow tomorrow. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Even if it does.
Yeah, it's going to melt. Whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't even take my computer home.
But, you know, it didn't even snow that long. It was just that much and that hard.
Yeah.
Because it stopped like 4 or 5 in the afternoon.
It was like 12 hours of snow. Snow rain.
Yeah. But then it was blue sky.
Blue.
And you go, wow, there's a lot of snow, though. You look around, there's a lot. Yeah.
My dad's like, is it snowing there today? I think I saw something about snow there. I'm like, yeah, we had snow. Lots of snow.
Just not today.
But it's blue skies and 56 degrees this afternoon, Dad. I'm fine. Don't worry.
Did y'all ever, growing up in Missouri? Missouri.
Thank you.
Did you ever have any type of weather that caused stuff like this? Y'all had ice?
Yeah, we had a lot of ice. Like, and when ice happens, like, I will take our snows over ice any day. You can't do anything in ice.
No.
There's, like, no control at all.
Total slide, slip.
Like, even, like, four-wheel drive, you know. Maybe, would snow tires work? Because they have those studs.
Well, maybe studded snow tires would work there. But, you know, the bald, wore-out tires that are most trucks in Missouri.
Will you stop that? In fact, there was a thing in effect. I don't know if it was a law, but they were saying if you didn't have four-wheel drive, chains, or snow tires, you couldn't be on the road. But were there cops around policing this? No, because they were all dealing with the crazies that didn't have any of this that were getting in wrecks.
I did get a message that Aurora police weren't doing anything.
Everyone was on accident alert.
Is that what it was? Yeah. Everyone? Because I had one that said Aurora.
And then, like, all the schools were closed today.
Why?
Well, this morning was a little bit rough. It was a little rough. You have to admit that. Probably before 11 o'clock, it was a little rough to get out.
Well, I was listening to talk radio here today.
Shocking.
I know. And people were actually complaining about the snow days, that people have become more lax with the snow days than they used to be. Because people are like, I grew up my whole life here, and we didn't get snow days like this. Like, they think it's going to snow. They close down the school. It looks like the roads might be bad. They close down the school.
Can you imagine if they hadn't closed down the schools yesterday? That would have been a shit show. Pardon my French. Those buses, oh my gosh, they made the right call. They typically make the right call.
Do you think so?
Yes.
Well, what did they do in the past if these people are saying they didn't close down as often
because
as this?
Because they walked uphill both ways
they walked to school.
School.
They probably did walk to school compared to people that like, well, I can't get the bus. Mom right. can't get her.
But there were several
Lexus
of my coworkers
there.
That stayed home today because they had to stay home with their kids. I couldn't imagine having children.
A snow day is
it's like it stops your
for
world
a working
as a parent.
Person.
Yeah.
Snow day. What do people that you work with? What do? Do they just call in and say I can't come to
yeah,
work?
Yeah, it's between them and their boss. Like, hey, I'm going to work from home, or hey, I'm not going to work today. I'll take a PTO day.
Mm-hmm. Do mm-hmm. bosses frown? You're in HR. Is that something that's frowned upon? Snow day.
I feel like most of the leaders in our company have kids. They may have grown up or something, but. They have kids and they get it. They understand. So they're pretty flexible.
Hmm.
Which I need to, since I don't have kids, I need to be more understanding. I don't have anyone on my team that has young children right now.
So you wouldn't understand or how to play the game as somebody?
I have to prepare myself to be an understanding non-parent
to those
that are parents.
I thought that was a Gina inbred kind of thing. That
I don't think that was turned on.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. It was turned off in the making of Janet.
Well,
I don't have maternal stuff.
Well, in other sad news today.
Oh, don't do it. Don't go there. We don't need to go there.
Yeah, we do. I'll just throw it out there. Sad news. Comic genius and sitcom star Gary Shandling died today. He was 66 years old. He was on they had the Gary Shandling Show. And what was the name of his other Larry? I can't remember the name of his other show. But anyway, Larry Sanders. It was the Larry Sanders Show.
Mm-hmm.
I auditioned for the sidekick on that show years ago when they were casting it. I auditioned for the sidekick. And thank God I didn't get it because the guy that did it, that plays the sidekick, Hank, was perfect.
Yeah?
Yeah. I know you probably don't remember this show at all, but yeah, his catchphrase was, "Hey now! Hey now!" That was the sidekick's thing. But anyway, it was a little bit of trivia there. I auditioned for – and I had met Gary a few times at the comedy clubs around L.A. and stuff. So it was like I told you. It wasn't like, hey, I lost a great friend, but because
– An acquaintance.
And another person in the comedy world passed, you know.
Yeah.
And then this afternoon – I get a thing on Facebook that another comic, an actual friend, Craig Peters, had a massive heart attack. I was like, what is going on?
Your friends are getting older, babe.
We're dropping like flies.
Yeah. Now how do we transition into something more lighthearted?
How about people you want dead?
Oh, my gosh. Or not.
Or
no.
not.
Mm-mm.
Where are you going with this?
I have no idea.
Well, no, you said you had something.
You went into a dark, twisted place.
I'm sorry. I just thought that's something that we should get out there because, you know, if it's in the news, we don't do a lot of that stuff, but that's a topical thing. I'm a comic, and that's going on now. And
yeah.
Yeah. You don't care.
No, I do care. I just, yeah.
You just worry about me dying?
No, I'm trying not to think about it. It's not going to happen. What
I think you thought about it when I was out shoveling the snow.
I hate when you do that.
I know.
You don't have health insurance.
I do. I don't have good health insurance.
It's like the Walmart version of health insurance.
No, I have the worst.
It's the Dollar Tree.
Pretty much. It's like, what's your deductible? Everything I own.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous. And he's like, what if I got added on yours? I'm like, then we'd be legally married.
Can't you just – I thought you could – in this day and age, you could just add people.
No,
in this day and age, aren't you just somebody's
– No, it makes us a domestic partner, and I'm not all about that.
Does it say that on there?
Yes. I remember when I first got the job, I was like, hey, what if I wanted to add my boyfriend? They're like, well, if you did that, that'd be like a common law thing, and then you would have to get a divorce if you guys ever broke up. And I was like, whoa.
Well, that was like 4 years
ago. Too deep.
Hasn't the law changed?
No, it's not a law. It's – no, it hasn't, babe. Speaking of the law, there was a man who was arrested for not returning a VHS rental. Did you hear about this?
No.
Yeah.
Blockbuster?
In North Carolina, a North Carolina man says he was arrested for failing to return a VHS tape he had rented in 2002.
Dang.
His name is James Myers. Says he was driving his daughter to school Tuesday when a police officer pulled him over for a defective taillight. He says the officer told him there was a warrant out for his arrest from 2002 because Myers had rented the movie Freddy Got Fingered. Starring Tom Green,
yep.
And never returned it. Myers says the police officer let him take his daughter to school and go to work as long as he promised to turn himself into the police department later that day. Myers showed media outlets the arrest warrant on Wednesday, and he was booked on a charge of failure to return rental property. Be careful, y'all.
Does it say what happened? I mean, is he like...
No.
What the cost would be? What do
no.
you...
Why do you ask chick questions?
Oh, well, I don't know, because you always do, so I thought I might as well try at least. Wonder what the charge is for that.
Failure to return rental property.
Yeah, but I mean like the real, like, yeah, I know they said that, but
it's probably a misdemeanor.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
It's not worth more than $20.
But if the late fees are over
then maybe,
that many years, maybe it's $500.
Maybe. And isn't a felony anything over $1,000?
I thought it was $500.
I don't know.
I think a felony, it used to be $500, so I don't know.
I don't know.
Either. I'm behind the times.
I am too. Well, we don't get in trouble with the law.
We don't.
So we don't know the details.
That's why we don't always go, screw the police, pigs.
I like the police.
I know. This little backstory at the airport. I had seen a guy earlier in the day, deaf guy, talking to another deaf person in the airport. And they both look like construction workers.
Okay.
Like they might be in their 30s or 40s, somewhere mm-hmm. in there. But they looked a little rough, just, you know, that they had that rougher look about them.
Mm-hmm.
So I see the guy walking around the airport, and he's just walking around looking, just like, you know, like a tourist, just looking. And I hear a cop go, can I help you? Are you lost? Is there something I can help you with? But he's talking to the back of the guy.
Oh.
And he starts to walk away, and the cop goes, hey, buddy. And I go, officer, he's deaf. And he goes, oh, thank you, man, thank you. And he goes over and he taps the guy, and I stood there and watched. They stood there and tried to talk for a while.
Was the cop yelling?
No. He was just – he thought the guy was ignoring him. I got that feeling.
Right,
that's
but what. Did he mouth slowly to see if he could read lips?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
That's what he was
or
doing.
Did they, like, write notes?
And the guy could actually – you know how deaf people can sort of talk? That's what he was doing to the officer. And they were – and I thought it was kind of nice that mm-hmm. I didn't let it get out of hand. Like, hey, buddy, you know.
Right?
But the guy goes, oh.
That makes me sad.
Yeah, but not sad, is it? That's kind of a good story, isn't it?
Yeah, you made it good. But imagine if you weren't there.
Well, I think he would have figured out that the guy was deaf, but it might have.
Not
have,
without, say, without some kind a of scene and, yeah, and scaring the guy.
Yeah, because there definitely was a – I could tell the officer was – like, are you ignoring me? I'm speaking to you.
Or I have power.
Yeah.
See, stuff like that kind of does bother me.
Why? Why is that?
The power that police sometimes think they have.
Or do have?
They do have. But I feel like some of them let it get to their head.
In what way?
Like in that situation, like make eye contact. Like I feel like eye contact is huge. Like don't – he needs to assume – that there are people in this world that are deaf, that are blind, that have handicaps that maybe, you know, maybe the guy had earbuds in and he didn't see him or something like that. Don't fly off the handle.
It's in the airport, though. It's in the airport in
a
situations.
A day after, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
There's a lot of things that go into people. I don't think people weigh in total factors in a lot of stuff, you know?
Oh, I agree. In other cop news.
Yes.
All right. In Montana, a Montana woman who police said was stumbling and smelled of alcohol was arrested after driving to a cafe hosting a cop, a coffee with a cop event. So she was drunk and she showed up with coffee at Coffee with a Cop after driving there.
Uh-huh. And was she going to that or just happened to show up where they were holding this?
It sounds like she just happened to show up. Okay. So 66-year-old Charlene Kranitz walked by more than a dozen uniformed officers at Schulte's Coffee House on Wednesday to get a frozen yogurt. And the police followed the woman to the parking lot where they saw her get into a vehicle. And the vehicle was resting against a light pole.
She had wrecked it on her in the parking lot?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. Can you imagine? That would just be horrible luck.
Wouldn't it? That'd be like the people that actually hit a cop.
Yeah. Ooh. You know what's another horrible luck story? There was an armed robber that tried to use a toy gun to rob someone.
Uh-huh.
And the victim noticed that it was a toy gun.
And then shot
him. Totally called him out. Well, this was in Maplewood, Missouri.
Misery.
It's in the St. Louis area. A robbery was foiled when the owner of a business realized the would-be robber was using a water pistol. Yeah. A Mule Perkins is charged with first-degree attempted robbery.
Wait, what was that name again from Missouri?
Emmanuel.
Oh, I thought you said Mule.
Emmanuel?
I'm pretty sure you said Mule.
I think I did, too. Police say the crime happened last week at Soul Survivor Leather Store in Maplewood. Police say Perkins demanded money and the store owner feared for his life before realizing that it was a multicolored water pistol and not a real gun that was being pointed at him. The store owner pushed away the gun and told the assailant to leave before police arrived to make their arrest. And then the Emil told police it was a
Mule. Manuel? Mule? Emil? What is? How do you spell it?
Emmanuel. It's A-M-A-N-U-E-L. So Emmanuel.
Okay.
So he told police that it was a St. Patrick's Day joke. Ha ha.
Like they're going to let him go for that? It was just a little prank for Thanksgiving.
Just a little prank.
Thanksgiving. For
yeah.
Thanksgiving? Where the hell did that come from? I don't even drink. For St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah.
What kind of St. Patrick's Day? Has that been pulled before? Is that one of those pranks that they do that every St. Patrick's Day?
In my country.
It is your country.
I love Missouri.
It is your country.
Going back in July.
Winter.
There was an Ohio man who had to hold up a sign that said he was a thief, and this helped him avoid jail. Public embarrassment, man.
I'm all about public embarrassment.
This was in Ohio. A judge allowed an Ohio man to wear a sign declaring that he is a thief in exchange for avoiding jail time. Greg Davenport of Liberty, Ohio, was permitted to hold a sign that read, "I'm a thief, I stole from Walmart," for 8 hours a day for 10 days in lieu of 30 days in jail.
Does it go on his record? Does it say, had to hold a sign? Is he convicted? Or, I mean, what's the, I wonder what the...
Yeah, he was caught and then... let's see. It doesn't really say if he was convicted. I think he was, but this was his...
His sentence?
Sentence.
Oh.
I think it's a good idea.
I do too.
You know, public embarrassment is crappy.
Right. And show us... I've said this before. I think like public embarrassment and some type of shame was always good.
Yes.
Like some type of you put shame on the family. I know that's big in like Asian cultures to shame the family. You've brought shame upon the family.
Isn't that a mob thing too?
Well, I think that is too. But I think shame is a very strong tool. Because I remember my parents used to tell me that I want to bring – don't bring shame on the name. You know, your word – because my dad was always about your word is your contract.
Right.
You know, your word is your bond. That's all you have is your word.
Right.
And if you break your word, you bring shame upon us. You know, like, wow. But I don't think people use shame anymore. It's like, that's like some kind of bad. Why would you want to shame a person?
They're
Why
just
would you
being
want to?
Kids. Don't get mad at me. I was just kidding.
I know.
You were totally going to throw something at me.
No. Who was it I saw the other day? I think we may have talked about this or might have been on my podcast. Somebody said, I'm not trying to raise a good kid. I'm raising the good adult. They will.
We were at dinner.
At dinner, yes.
Yes.
And I think that's great. I think too many people forget that they're trying to raise a good adult. Man, that's like 9 sneezes in a row. You okay over there?
I'm good. It's because I don't want to sneeze. One big honking sneeze.
Why don't you do that? Just get it over.
I don't know. I've trained myself to not do honking sneezes. Achoo, achoo, achoo,
achoo, achoo, achoo, achoo. Okay, I'm back.
Do I snort?
Huh?
Have you ever heard me snort?
No. No. Speaking of snorting, talk about your dog love that you had. We didn't talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
You fell in love
with a snorting pug. I will never dog sit for any other dog in my life. Okay, so my friend Kate and her husband are from the Bulgaria area, and they were
from the Bulgaria area
they,
of the world.
They go back every other year, and she was talking about going back this year, and she's like, "Yeah, we're gonna put our dog in a kennel." And I was like, "Why? You have a small dog. I have a small dog. Let me talk to Steve. I bet we could dog sit." And you said, "Okay, we can try it." So we did like a trial. Well, I did a trial run
while I was out of town
the weekend before they left, and it didn't go too badly. That dog was full of energy. I could tell that, but it didn't go too badly. And so then we spent 2 weeks with Carrie the pug.
Carrie the black pug.
And you were a little apprehensive.
I was at first. I was, because it was so full of energy, and I thought,
so much energy,
and the little one, I was afraid she might crush the little one, jump on
butterfly,
it.
Butterfly, the teacup poodle.
Yeah, and then Moon Pie is almost 17 years old.
The American Eskimo.
And it kept knocking her down. It would jump and try to play
Moon
with
Pie's
him.
A boy.
Yeah, I get him so. I've had him 17 years, and I still.
Call him a her.
Yeah. Well, I think Moon Pie is a gender bender anyway. I do. I've all my life I've thought Moon Pie has been a gay dog. I don't know if that's possible.
Except he likes to hump his cousin.
Yes, and that's another reason.
They're not really cousins.
Yeah, but the way he used to just press all the time, and he laid down with cross paws, and he was always very...
You cross your legs when you sit.
We're talking about the dog. I don't cross my little paw, like do my hands like I'm about to have a high school
you
picture.
Did some Fruit Loop moments this weekend.
That's
I don't
different
know.
Anyway, that was what we were talking about, the dog. Then we fell in love with this pug.
Oh, Carrie,
we just fell in love with it.
She would make me go on walks at night, like on days when I didn't hit the gym at work, like I would still hit my steps for the day on my Fitbit. She cuddled with me like a boyfriend should.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could just cuddle with her all night long. I just held her in my arms.
And she snored like a drunk truck driver.
But it didn't bother me.
I never heard anything snore like, seriously. And I'm not making it up, am I?
No, she was definitely a snorer. But pugs' faces are smashed in. What do you expect?
They have sleep apnea.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there a little machine for pug noses?
It didn't bother me. I can sleep through anything, I think.
Oh, I know.
It's kind of scary, because if the house were to catch on fire or there was a tornado, I'd probably just sleep through it.
You sleep through everything but your alarm.
Tick, 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 tick.
Seriously.
Some days I sleep through my alarm. Tick, 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 tick. Sometimes I sleep through my alarm.
Do you?
Yeah, Monday I did. I don't remember it going off at all. It happens. But yeah, Carrie the pug, and now she's back with her owners, and she's back to loving the one-bedroom apartment life. And
they said to us, after you said, oh, she was great, I took her on a mile or two walk.
They're like,
We never walk her. We don't walk her anywhere.
That's their Bulgarian accent. Good job, Steve.
But didn't they say that? We don't walk her like that.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, never mind then.
I was like, I needed to walk her just to wear her out.
Huh.
And she did. Like, she was exhausted
she
there.
She was exhausted.
A couple days. A
couple times. She was so passed out. I don't know if you people have ever seen this. A dog that just, is she all right?
Yeah.
Is she okay?
You were making fun of me. Because I was like, is she okay? Is she breathing?
She's sleeping. You're like, why is she doing that? She's tired. You made her walk 2 miles.
It was like a Friday or Saturday night, and so I wasn't asleep at my normal 8:30 bedtime. It was like 11 o'clock at night, and she was like, I am out, y'all.
And you're like, is there something wrong with her? I'm like, no, she's done this every night at 8 o'clock. She goes to sleep when you do. There's nothing. Are you sure there's nothing wrong. Yes, I'm positive there's nothing wrong with her.
If I could get a potty trained dog, it made me want a new dog.
It made you want a pug.
For a moment. Not even a pug.
Oh, it did. You said, oh, if I could have a dog like this.
No, and I liked her personality. Online. They have mini pugs.
And then you started thinking, ooh, what if we got a dog and it was the opposite of this? Are we stuck? Yeah. Are we stuck with it?
You kind of are.
Are you allowed to give dogs back?
I don't think you can. And then you feel bad. Like, where are they going to go?
Yeah. What if they're just nutty dogs?
So then we decided we're just not getting another dog.
We've got two. We're happy.
We are happy. Butterfly is chill pill. And Moon Pie is old man.
And has accidents. Which, by the way, if anybody has a dog that has accidents in the house.
The Green Machine from Bissell.
That's where I was going with that.
I totally read your mind, baby.
Oh, man.
Green Machine from Bissell.
Now that he's gotten older, this thing has been a blessing from God.
Yeah.
How's it work? Is it cleaner in it? Is it actually?
Yeah, there's cleaner and a scrubber and then like a. It soaks it up.
It's like a miniature carpet cleaner. Like if you had a guy come over and put water down
Bissell,
and suck it up.
Green Machine.
Yeah. It's
amazing.
I'm giving it a thumbs up.
A thumbs
thurms,
up.
Thumbs up.
Wow. You from Missouri?
I might be. Ding a ding 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 ding. You're giving me the evil eye.
Why would you do that? Why would you make I don't make fun of your Texas roots.
Go ahead. Say something misery alike about Texas.
No.
Okay.
I'm not going to do that.
All right.
Because I don't make fun of other people's stuff.
I don't make fun of Missouri. I just make fun of the area that you're from.
You know what? Jason Bateman's going to star and produce and direct Ozark. It's going to be a dramatic series on Netflix.
Yeah, it is. Now read what it's about, too.
Now, I'm from Ozark, Missouri.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's the name of the town. But the part of the Missouri that I'm from is called the Ozarks.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So, Arrested Development star. Did we talk about this already?
I don't remember if we did, but just give it the
basics.
Jason
Bateman is returning to the television as the star, executive producer, and director of Ozark, a series for MRC and Aggregate.
Yeah, but just what's the show about?
I don't know. Suri just decided to start talking to me. It's going to be an hour-long series. It's being kept under wraps. The series takes its name from the location where it's set, which is Lake of the Ozarks, which is actually northeast of where I'm from. Let's see. What's it about? It's about like a guy that moves to the Ozarks because he was...
And they get involved in drugs and crime.
Yeah.
That's what I was getting the point.
There's
after
not
I was
a
get...
lot to do in the Ozarks. Except go to the lake, drink beer, and cook meth.
Why do you have to make fun of the Ozarks?
But then there's a lot of smart people that don't do that.
Right. But the generalization, and I know you're not supposed to stir it, but even that saying, I moved to the Ozarks to get involved with the drugs and the crime in the area.
Yeah. And, you know, it sucks. That's not a good way to describe the Ozarks. It's a beautiful. If you ever came to visit with me, going on 6 years, never come to Missouri with me, you would see how beautiful it is. It's
okay, that
so
sounds
pretty.
Really bad.
But it's factoid.
I know it's factoid, but you have said you haven't been that hot on me going back.
I said that when we first started dating.
Oh, and you've changed your mind now?
6 years in. I'm like...
You've changed your mind?
Yes.
You want me to go home to Winterbone?
Yes. It's not Winterbone! My parents don't do drugs. They don't sell drugs. They don't cook drugs. They might be on prescription drugs because they're older.
Do they know people that are like that? Do they have neighbors that are like that?
I don't think they know that their neighbors are like that. They're kind of naive.
Oh, but they do have neighbors that are like that.
No,
possibly?
I don't think so. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But don't throw that back on me.
Mm-mm. I won't. All right. People are hearing this and they're going, that's terrible. He should go home. Or at some point, I promise.
Maybe the 10-year mark.
Right. The 10-year. That'd be perfect.
If both of us are still alive.
Because, you know, we're dropping like flies comics are. I could be dead. But
I got stress levels like cray every day at work. So I'm not talking about you.
I try to be chill pill every day.
He really is. Like, he left the airport, and I was like, did you yell at the guy? And he's like, you know me. I don't yell. I don't get excited about anything. He really doesn't. He gets excited about nothing. Hey, babe, I want $1 million. Well, that's really, that's cool. Really cool.
That's really cool. There's things we could do that. We get a new driveway with that. That's the way I – and you did say that to me when I was leaving the airport. Did you yell at the guy? No. I said, hey, thanks. I appreciate your help. And you doing your job helped locating my bag for me. Because he didn't lose it. He didn't send it off.
I know.
But, so people that freak out on people like that bother me.
I don't freak out. I would cry. Feeling helpless.
But you know those people – and there was somebody did it while I was in there. Somebody yelled at one of the other people like – like, that isn't going to help you get your bag.
No.
And it's not going to change the situation at all.
It's going to make the person you're talking to shut down and not try to help you.
Yeah. Where if you're like, man, I really, well.
You have to talk it out.
I appreciate what you're doing. You know, I know it's been hard. And I even joked with the guy because I saw him yesterday. I saw you here yesterday. And he goes, yeah. And I came back. You know, like anybody else would have quit their job.
Was he a moon pie?
Huh?
Was he a little whoop?
No.
Okay, no. The accent you just used made it sound like he was like a little woo.
Oh, I think that's just my go-to accent. I don't do accents well. Even if I do a Jamaican, he'll turn out to be just, hi, man. I think that's just my go-to. And then there was this officer, hey, stop, bang, you know.
Why?
I don't know. I just, in a comedy mode, or maybe just the way that I.
Every person you do is gay.
Or it has just an effeminate thing to it.
It's a good thing that a lot of your comedy revolves around your ex-girlfriends and wives.
I know. But I think growing up in the time that I did, humor was found in the macho guy that pretended to be a woman. Like Milton Berle, when he wore dresses or pretended to be a woman. Or you watch Monty Python and those guys. When they would dress up and pretend to be the wives of the actors. That was always funny.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now that's supposed to be like frowned upon, you know? Like,
is it?
I think so. And I'm so confused about what's PC, and I need to take gender studies. Hi, my name's Debbie, and I have a master in gender studies. I live in an apartment with my partner and my two pugs.
I'm pretty sure you're offending a lot of people right now.
Really? Oh.
Wow. Pardon us. He's been.
But do you see what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm saying? I don't.
Yes.
It used to be you could just have fun and do characters, and that was what you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I used to love the Tracy Ullman show. Did you ever watch Tracy Ullman? She was what the Simpsons started on her show.
Okay.
And she used to do a character on her show called the Donut Lady, which was an Asian.
Okay.
I tell you, make a donut. I tell you, make a donut. And that was hysterical. And I bet today it would be one of those. How racist is that to have a donut in an Asian played by a white person, you know?
Oh.
You know, it's just we're so stupid these days.
So silly. I'm playing footsie with you under the table.
I know. Well, we should probably go ahead and wrap this up and say hi and bye. And where can they find you? I know you already told them at the start of the show. Instagram.
Were you recording?
I was. I'm going to leave it in there.
Okay.
Tell them how to find us.
PinkBarb27, Wrinkled Cheats, the number one. We're good.
Uh-huh. That's it?
Yeah.
You don't want to say YouTube?
Well, we're on all platforms. If we're not on Vine, because Vine's out.
But find us on Wrinkled Cheats on YouTube. If you're not following the vlog, you should be.
Yes.
Find it, subscribe, share with your friends.
Agreed.
And we love that you listen to us. We appreciate it so much, seriously.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you. Share us, and subscribe. If you're not, haven't subscribed to this yet, subscribe.
You don't want to miss a thing.
You don't want to miss a thing. And if you're on iTunes, please go and write a review. Reviews help people find us because they move you up the chain. They push you up to the top.
To
the top. So, guys, thank you so much. Until next time.
Bye.